él habla de Colombia y Cliver nos contó que las armas las recogió en Colombia y ellos se escondieron en Colombia, Cliver y nuestro invitado, se entrenaron en Colombia. ¿El gobierno o alguna autoridad colombiana participó de esto?
You mentioned General Alcalá, and you mentioned that you guys trained part of this in Colombia. At any point, did somebody from the Colombian government get involved in any way with this operation?
That's funny you should mention that, because Iván Duque, so what was represented to us, there was a meeting that we had. There was a large meeting, and a couple ex-Venezuelan generals were in the meeting. George Betancourt, Lester Toledo, so Leopoldo's people were in the meeting. And this was very early on, one of my first trips to Colombia. I was obviously there. General Cliver Alcalá was there and a few others. In this meeting, we discussed the Colombian involvement, and it was represented to myself and General Alcalá that Iván Duque would provide us, and this is relevant, he would provide us three things. He would provide us camps where we could train, which he did. He would provide us safe passage across the border, obviously the Colombian-Venezuelan border, and the ability to ship anything we needed to across the country, whatever we needed.
That means arms.
Arms, equipment, whatever was in that scope. Now, the contingency was this, and this is this plays into... We needed to attack the ELN.
Bueno, Grace, aquí hay una respuesta, como él dijo, relevante.
Is this relevant?
No, it is relevant. It is very relevant.
It is relevant.
Very relevant.
You are mentioning the president of Colombia.
I am. Yeah. So what you have to realize is there were several people in this meeting, and several people heard this. These representations, I think at one point he was on speakerphone, mm-hmm. and I certainly, you know, I had heard his voice on speakerphone. It was represented that he was who he said he was and when this was taking place.
And you remember any other name of any Colombian person who was in that meeting?
I don't know if you guys would know this name, but Uribe?
He was in the meeting?
He was not in the meeting, but representations were made.
Who represent Uribe in the meeting?
So, Lester Toledo. Mm-hmm. These were the representations being made to me. And so what had happened was, they had a meeting with Uribe and Duque. So when I say they, Lester Toledo and George Betancourt, they made these representations to me. They asked me if I wanted to meet, and I typically don't want to meet principals. I don't. Mm-hmm. That's not what I do. For instance, when I'm given authority by, when it's told to me that I'm given authority by the executive, by my executive, the executive branch, I do not want to meet the executive. I need to provide deniability. I have to have the leadership intact and where they can say, no, I don't know this guy.
Let me translate, Jordan, because it's very important what you just say. Grace, ¿qué dijo?
Dice que es chistoso que lo mencione porque sí recuerda el nombre de Iván Duque. Nos dice que en la reunión grande que tuvieron con exgenerales de Venezuela, con los representantes de Leopoldo y esos primeros viajes que hizo a Colombia, en el cual pues también estaba Cliver Alcalá y otros, discutieron cómo iba a estar Colombia involucrado en todo esto. Entonces les dijeron que Iván Duque les iba a dar tres cosas, el presidente colombiano: campos en donde ellos pudieran entrenar, que de hecho dice que se les dio, que también se les iba a dar paso seguro en la frontera de Colombia y Venezuela, y poder traer a Colombia todo lo que necesitaran. Armas, equipos, absolutamente en todo, pero tenía una contingencia y era que tenían que atacar al ELN. Nos dice que había mucha gente en esa reunión, mucha gente escuchó lo que nos está diciendo. Nos dice que en un punto estuvo en speaker, que escuchó la voz en speaker diciendo que era quién era, y pues le pregunta a Julio si algún otro nombre salió a relucir. Dice que hubo otra persona que salió a relucir y era Uribe, y pues le preguntaba a Julio que si Uribe estaba en la reunión. Él dice que tenía representantes y menciona nuevamente a Lester Toledo, que decía que se habían reunido con Uribe y Duque, Y eso fue, pues, en resumidas cuentas lo que nos cuenta, que a él no le gusta reunirse con el Ejecutivo, pero pues en este caso lo hizo.
El nombre de Toledo es muy importante y clave en lo que nos afirma nuestro invitado.